Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 19th day in the month of December 2025. It's a countdown to the end of the year, and we are filled with gratitude for what the Lord has been doing for us, what the Lord has been doing in every single nation. Lord, we want to say thank you. We cannot pay for good health. We cannot pay for sound mind. We cannot pay for peace. But Lord, you've freely given them to us. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, you cannot cheat God. You cannot cheat God. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 31, Yield Not to Temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Hebrews chapter 9 to chapter 10. And our memory verse is taken from Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, which says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Our Bible reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to 7. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to 7. From verse 5 it reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, years ago, a man who was completely stiff was brought to the Redeemed Christian Church of God headquarters. He couldn't move his hands or bend down. We asked him if he would give his life to Jesus, and he did. We prayed a simple prayer, and immediately he was healed. He was able to kneel, raise his hands, clap, and move his body in ways he couldn't do before. For about 2 weeks, he was regular at church services, but after that, he stopped coming. We decided to follow him up, so we visited him at home and asked why he had not been coming to church. He responded by asking us if it was the church that healed him. We told him, of course not, it was God, but he used the church. Then he said, what then is the problem? If you go to the hospital and you get well, once you go home, I came to your church and I got healed. There is no need for me to keep coming back. We eventually left him alone, and some months later, as I was driving by, I saw him by the roadside in a worse condition than he was before he initially got his healing. This time, not only was his entire body stiff, his mouth was open, was wide open, and saliva was dripping uncontrollably from it. One thing about demons is that they don't rest. When a demon's host runs to God and gets delivered from the demon, after some time, it will return to see the state of the fellow. If it sees that the fellow, having received his or her miracle, has decided that he or she doesn't need God again, it will invite seven more demons that are stronger than it to possess the fellow again. Eventually, the fellow who thought that he or she could use God just to get healed will realize that his or her case has become worse, like you see in Matthew chapter 12 from verse 43 to 45. Some men who are living wayward lives join churches because they want to get married to good Christian ladies. However, they often discover after getting married that they have been deceived into marrying someone like themselves who is not genuinely born again and also came to church to look for a Christian husband. Beloved, In my over 50 years of working with God, I have discovered that people who think that they can use God and turn their backs on Him always regret it. Never be like such people. Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, those who try to use God deceitfully always end up regretting their actions. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Bye-bye.